So over the course of the summer, we've been having a discipleship class called God's Right of Way, where they can come in and learn more about different ways of growing in their faith. And it's been a very, very great summer. To present the first rule, we grow by cultivating the soil, is Mr. Daniel Wright.
Step one, we grow by cultivating the soil. We learned that Jesus' parable of the sower is actually more about the soil than it is the sower or the seed. Before you can grow in Christ, your heart needs to be receptive to His truth. You must cultivate or plow your soil so that the planted seeds will grow. How? Trust Jesus and obey God's word. The ABCs. A is for admit. Admit that you have sinned and understand the penalty. B is for believe. Believe in Jesus and that He took your place on the cross. C, confess your sins and repent.
For step number two, we grow by planting the seed, is Sarah Wright.
Step two, we grow by planting the seed. We learn that the law of sowing and reaping has several important lessons for us, including the fact that you will reap the same kind as you sow. You will reap much more than you sow. Before you can grow in Christ, you must surrender your seed and cultivate its soil. How do we sow to the Spirit? What seeds need to be planted? Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." We can harvest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
All right, for number three, we grow by shining the light, is Matthew Wright.
Step three, we grow by shining the light. We learn the principles of walking in the light are very practical and helpful. The light of God shines in conviction power, in a similar way to when a person knows he or she must be saved. God only reveals as much light as we need for right now. Overcoming power comes as we are obediently walking in the light. Before you grow, you must allow God's light to penetrate through the cultivated soil, right down to your surrendered seed. We are to be reflections of the sun, the true light of the world through our public testimony, private witness, and prayerful submission.
For step number four, we grow by nurturing the sprouts, is Emily Phelps.
We learn about we must nurture the sprouts as they begin to grow and they measure influence in earth growth. Nature equals carnivore, carnal, envy, and strife. Nurture, tender, loving care, nutrition, food, and fertilization. Being filled with the Spirit brings fullness, freshness, flowing. We do not nurture the sprouts of the spiritual life with proper nutrition, Bible, medication, and meditation, prayer, ready and steady. Music, aspiring and inspiring, church, preaching and teaching and reaching, fellowship, caring and sharing. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:16, we do not lose heart, through our outward man is perishing and inward man is being renewed day by day.
For step number five, we grow by establishing the roots, is Mary Willis.
We learned how root systems is essential for plants to be healthy and grow, along with spiritual application. Absorbing nutrition, which means water and materials, in other words, diet, the diet of God's Word. Anchoring the plant. Which means strong support, in other words, fellowship of believers. Storing food, which means drought and crisis, in other words, faith in trials and temptation. preventing erosion, which means defense mechanism, in other words, apologetics and truth. Reproducing shoots, which means spreading nearby testimony and witness. According to Ephesians 3:14-21, we can establish sturdy roots as we grow in Christ.
For step number 6, we grow by pruning the branches, is Michaela Robertson.
Various pruning methods are vital to keep a healthy plant growing properly. Thinning, removing a problematic shoot, limb, or branch entirely. Sensitivity, topping, shaping a younger tree down to a few large branches. Discipline, raising, removing the lower branches to provide higher clearance. Motivation, reducing size, height, spread of tree while maintaining form. There are clear benefits of pruning branches, both physically and spiritually. Purging of anything that is not Christ-like, of new growth and grace to a deeper level of maturity for a daily Christian living.
Step number 7, we grow by reaping the harvest, is Cody Lucas.
Gotta bring this mic down a little bit. They're too tall for me. Okay, so step number 7, we grow by reaping the harvest. We learn that continental healthy growth will eventually bring about a harvest, indicating maturity, which means seasoned by the test of time, Ephesians 4:14-15. Stability, which means the ability to stand strong, Ephesians 6:13. According to Hosea 14:5-8, the harvest comes in three different phases. Flowers, which equals beauty of new life in Christ, which is salvation. Foliage, which is cluster of flourishing leaves growing, which is sanctification. Fruit, which produce and grain to gather and share, which means souls. Don't we grow by pulling the weeds? Is this a missing step? God's word says to leave the judgment between wheat and tares, weeds, to him. Growing a garden is hard work, but the harvest makes it well worth it. Reaping the harvest is not only about consumption, but also conception, Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not.
Alrighty, so those were the 7 steps, and we had a really great summer. I really enjoyed it a lot, and I wasn't able to be there the whole time, but for what I was there, it was really good. And to also talk more about it is Kylie Dickerson.
Good morning. My name is Kylie Dickerson, and I mentored the GLOW class, which consisted of grades 5 through 7. I'm so grateful to be a part of this wonderful program. It was truly amazing and it blessed my life. I really enjoyed fellowshipping and helping others in my class. I hope that the others in my class, my students, really enjoyed the experience as well. I would like to thank Pastor Linick for giving me this wonderful opportunity and all of the helpers also. Thank you.